This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good afternoon, and welcome down the Tee Florida. Two pros and a hack and the humor squad on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com on our Florida Sports Stream channel on this September 21st, 2023. On the Tee Florida is brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery, serving breakfast daily. And we're live from our 19th hole clubhouse studios atop Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, across from the Trop, downtown St. Petersburg, where they just had a walk-off victory over the L.A. Angels. Hard to say that. I was still saying the California Angels, the L.A. Angels. And that should propel them. They win the series, and now they go and now they have the Toronto Blue Jays coming to town. That's where we are the next 2 hours. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. Tee it up with John Rieger, PGA of America golf pro. Man of many hats in the vast world of golf, and we'll be talking to him. And, of course, in the house tonight is Bill Buettner, 15 years on the tour, 21 years at Eckerd College. And how long you been hanging over there? I've got to update that. How long you been hanging on over there at St. Pete Country Club?
Since 2000.
Holy, what, 23 years?
23 years.
That's your longest stint. You go 23 years at St. Pete Country Club, then you go... At 21 at Eckerd, and 15 on the tour. Now, that's a great resume. So two pros and a hack, and I've got another pro in the house, and, of course, that is Tom Gribben. He's the most interesting man in St. Petersburg, Florida. He's an author. He's an attorney, promoter.
Golfer.
Golfer. what else are you? I mean, the musician. I almost forgot the most important thing, and that, of course, is Tom Gribben and the Saltwater Cowboys.
Also a philosopher.
Yes.
Wow.
A philosopher. I'm a philanthropist. I don't know what any of those things mean. And we have a special guest. We're going to have him on in about 10, 15 minutes. Kind enough to come down, Lynn the Growler Strickler. He brought his Ryder. Very cool, folks. He brought his Ryder Cup. I guess we could call it almost a mobile library over there in historical information. Pretty cool. I'm sitting next to Ben Cronshaw here, and Phil Mickelson hasn't shown up yet. We've got a couple other placards from the 95 Ryder Cup that he was kind enough to share it with us, so we put those out. How you been, Ben? How's your game?
A little stiff lately.
Gentle Ben. I should have put the headphones on so you know what we're talking about. That's the growler, of course, Lynn Strickler, and he's got some superb, great Ryder Cup stories and pictures back in the day. Talk about some of those pictures. You look at those, Bill, some of the Hall of Famers that he was rubbing elbows with back in the day. That's pretty impressive.
Those are the ones I was hanging around. I was getting autographs from them also.
And your 1991 full set.
Wow.
Of
PGA cards, yes.
Very impressive. And you got them all signed.
I got them all signed. Yes, I do. Payne Stewart, Luke.
Very cool. Okay, so a couple of things we're going to take care of today. We're going to have a nice conversation, as I've been efforting with First Tee. We're going to have Rick Waltman. You know Rick Waltman. They've had events every year over there at St. Pete Country Club. We put together a deal, and I think you'll like this, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about it. We're going to have the kids, their after-school program on Wednesdays. I'm going to carve out two hours down here at Ferg's, and these kids from the south side are going to be able to come up here and spend some time on the simulators, and I think that'll be a great program.
That's awesome. Yeah, we've been working with Rick for, you know, through Eckerd College. We do our community service. All the golfers do help with the First Tee programs, with Academy Prep, with the various students that are there.
Well, I'll tell you who is here right now. Of course, he is he's the other pro we were just talking about. John Rager's kind enough to join us on vacation with the lovely Miss Karen. He's up in Seattle in the Northwest Territory. I probably got a little cardigan on today, and you don't have your Hawaiian shirt, your typical St. Augustine beach gear. How are things up in Seattle, my man? And thanks for taking time to join us on your vacation.
Hey, it's just wonderful up here. You know, we've been here for about a week, and we've gone ahead and tooled around Washington State to the central part, down to the southern part, did a little golfing at one of the top golf courses in the state of Washington called Salish Creek. Did that yesterday. It was actually my birthday yesterday, so I took my daughter out. We played golf.
Happy belated birthday. Happy belated birthday, John Rager.
Can we sing or now later?
You can sing. Well, Batty's not here. The Card Girl and Kerry McNally, I know that they can hold a tune. But we do have a gentleman that's been doing a lot of singing his entire life and actually made some nice bank doing it. If there's going to be anybody singing happy birthday to John Rager, it's Tom Gribben.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Where do I get paid?
I got a five in my pocket.
Oh, hey.
I got a
happy
five in my
pocket. Birthday, dear John. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. That was with love, too.
From a legend. That's Tom Gribben and the Saltwater Cowboy sending. You're lucky it wasn't Butner and I. You probably would have hung the phone up, brother.
Well, you know, Tom asked what to be paid. I think we'll pay him in gum. Remember that famous gum commercial? And the reason I mention that is because I'm down here. We're doing this broadcast today from Seattle from the Crab Pot Bar, which is right on the wharf here, and right next door is the original Starbucks. So that's why they call it the Pike Place. It's the Pike Place roast that you see at Starbucks. Well, it's the first Starbucks in their chain, and so I'm at the Crab Pot Bar right next door, enjoying some hospitality here while the girls are out there wandering around. They're down at the public square right now, but there is the world's largest wall of gum. That's just about a block away from here, where people from all over the world come there and they chew their gum and they stick it on the wall. So I'm glad I'm going to do the show right now and miss out on that adventure, but the girls will probably take a few pictures and report back on that.
Well, I did not know it's your birthday. I feel horrible. I will make certain that it's flashed all over the entire world of social media and the Sports Connection world that you turned 59 today, my man.
Well, go ahead and pick up my birthday gift of an ice pick bottle of vodka next time I'm down to Ferg Sports Bar.
A handle? You're not just getting a bottle. You'll get a couple of handles. What are you talking about?
Hey, well, you know, the more you drink that stuff, sometimes so you can be watch your waistline or your handles will expand on your own body. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's happening to me from sitting too much. So I know one thing I want to talk about, and I'm sure you were following Bill Butner, and I'm sure you were John, and Tom over the weekend in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm going to bring up the Midwest again, 90 miles away, and I know you really know the landscape of Iowa there, Tom. 90 miles away from my hometown, Sioux City, sure. Iowa. Sioux Falls, South Dakota was the Sanford Championship this past weekend on the seniors tour. And you saw our man, John Daly, battling.
Competing.
He finished 10 under and in seventh place. Of course, no surprise, Steve Stricker, mm-hmm. who's winning everything, the Wisconsin native. But that's a great tournament. And I know I've met Sanford. He loves the game of golf. And to get those guys the Minnehaha course, which I have actually played several times, is a challenge in itself, getting the people there. But it was great to see JD participating and making a difference.
Yeah, he was in the running. He obviously had a chance going in the last day. He was 10 under going into the last day, and Stricker was not in the lead at that point in time.
Yeah, and I tell you what, you think typically some of those smaller events, you would see some of the names not participating. They were all there. And I think
while we're talking about the Champions Tour, we have a guest coming on the show later on, understanding Rick Waltman, who's the executive director of the First Tee of St. Petersburg. And there's a connection between the First Tee and the Champions Tour this upcoming week, as it's the Pure Insurance Championship from the Monterey Peninsula, California, Pebble Beach. And what they do is they pair the First Tee kids from around the country. You know, there's a select group that qualify for it. They have to not only be a good player, but they also have to, you know, lead their community in service and have good grades. and they get to play right alongside the champion tour pros out there at the Monterey Peninsula this week. So it all ties together here on the Tee Florida.
And, well, if you're, and Sadie was part of that.
I was just going to go there. I'm glad you did that. Yeah, Sadie. In fact, I talked to her guys, and Sadie is she's going to be traveling for a couple weeks, but she is going to become a regular in our world. She wants to. I said she's going to represent the younger generation and talk about the women's game. She's excited about it.
She drank the poison.
She drank the poison. I got her convinced, just like you. Hey, I have a bartender coming up for you, so you better be nice for me.
Oh,
nice to me. Drink that water, and then you're gonna have a Champa Bay.
Yeah, he's gonna get you one to go, Bill.
There you go, with the sippy cup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, well, this is a gentleman that you know, and we're talking about him. Rick Waltman is kind enough to take some time. He's actually, imagine this, he's out there working with the kids. He's tireless, and he's with the First Tee of St. Pete. I appreciate you taking some time, Rick.
Sure thing.
I know you've got your after-school program, and the kids absolutely love that. So welcome to On the Tee again. And the next time I see you, we're going to have the kids on these simulators. How's that sound?
That would be great. Yeah, I'm out on the course walking with the kids right now at Twin Brook. Watching.
I know some of the Eckerd kids are over there, too, hitting balls. I know that.
Yep. Yeah, we have 8 middle school teams in our league right now. And we have matches on Wednesdays and practices on Tuesday and Thursday.
So you actually, and that's Bill Butner, if you didn't recognize his voice, which I'm sure you did. You guys have known him so long. John Rager's actually on the line as well. He's live from Seattle. But you actually have middle school league set up for these kids?
Yeah, we have a middle school program. It goes 10 weeks. It's a 10-week program. And like I said, there's 8 middle schools, and it's a competitive environment. Trying to get them prepared to play in high school. So, good thing.
Well, you know, Rick, this is John Rager from out here in Seattle. And one of the things I've noticed about the First Tee in St. Petersburg is the fact that you do a middle school program. A lot of times kids get out of junior golf, and they have to wait all the way until they're in high school, usually ninth grade, to be able to compete on the high school team. And what a wonderful opportunity is, because middle school sports aren't that common anymore in the state of Florida.
Not common
for football or basketball or anything.
Yeah, so, especially with some of the fundamental schools, they tend not to have sports. But we have, like I said, 8 teams. We've been doing it probably for 15 years or now. We have helped produce some phenomenal golfers.
And the school, you have a local middle school right across the street from you, too.
Yeah, that's Thurgood Marshall. They're out here with me right now.
Yep.
And that's a public school. And there's some private schools that participate as well. And we also have an open team. That's any kid that goes to a school that doesn't have a team, they can try out for the open team.
Hey, Rick, let's talk about your afternoon program for these kids and how you've developed this opportunity for them to participate, get their schoolwork done. They also get a meal. I mean, very, very, very cool.
Yeah, we have 3 inner city schools that we partner with, and we pick those kids up during the day and bring them to the First Tee, and we expose them to golf. And then in October, what I'll do is I'll choose about 25 of those kids from those 3 schools to come participate in the after-school homework and golf program. And the requirement is to make a 3.0, so we stay on top of the kids and help them with their homework. And then after the homework session, we move out onto the golf course, do the putting, the chipping, pitching, range, and course access as well. And those are all kids that would not normally have a chance to play.
And those are all tutored, too.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Got to have tutors to help the kids with their academics. And it's from 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th. All the way up to 8th grade, and just a great group of kids.
Hey, Rick, let's talk a little bit about your eBay business. You told me yesterday you have 15,000 items that you guys have on eBay, and yep. that helps support the First Tee of St. Pete. Talk a little bit about that yep. And that program, and I know one thing. Here at Ferg's, we're going to start buying our equipment from that site. I went and looked at it. Very impressive. And you have the kids helping and volunteers yep. that help.
Yeah, one of our kids that grew up in the program, Jonathan, who's now 20 years old, he is running our eBay program. And then I have several of the kids, when they turn 14, I'll hire them to help with the process of cleaning clubs, ripping clubs, and shipping the clubs. And we currently have about 15,000 clubs listed, and we'll ship anywhere from 25 to 70 a day. So what that does for us, it generates about $250,000 a year, which offsets our budget quite a bit.
We have that's absolutely remarkable. That's absolutely remarkable, Rick.
Yeah,
I've had the opportunity to be an executive director of a First Tee chapter for a couple of years, and people were very generous with their golf clubs, and we would just get overrun with clubs sometimes, and we'd try to do a little garage sale here and there.
Right.
But I know how difficult it is to raise money for, you know, charities, especially First Tee chapters. That's part of the game, to be able to provide all these programs for everybody. So it's just absolutely remarkable, and I just want to congratulate you guys on a program like that, because it actually will make the whole program work without having to, you know, run around town all the time and try to get people to donate things out of their pockets for money. But you could actually earn that money, sell those clubs, and it does a great community service. Plus, it teaches the kids quite a bit about business, that's for sure.
Yeah. I want the kids to learn how to work and learn a work ethic. You know, if you're going to do something, you do it right and do the best of your ability. And this eBay program provides up to 15 jobs throughout the year towards those inner city kids, and I'm teaching them a skill, and the skill is how to work. And it's we've been blessed. I had a volunteer come up to me about 5 years ago, and just like what you were saying, he said, "Hey, you want me to see if I can get rid of some of them clubs for you?" And I said, "Sure, man, they're stacked up." So he grabbed 70 clubs from me. He put them in the back of his car. And a month later, he came up to me and handed me $700. And I asked him, "What was that for?" Because I forgot about them clubs. He goes, "Well, I put those clubs on eBay." I go, "Really?" I said, "So what would happen if I gave you 1,000 clubs?" He goes, "The same thing." So I said, "I can do the math." And I said, "This is how we're going to fund the program." And then we started from there, and our goal was to start it, get to 1,000. Then it was a goal to get to 5,000, then 10, and then 15. And that's where we're sitting right now, that we're at about max capacity. So it's a great thing, because running around doing events and asking your friends for money all the time gets a little old. So
yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah, I would rather
15,000 line items.
Yeah. Wow.
No, you need to go down to Twin Brooks and see it.
It's impressive.
It's impressive. They've got it all cataloged and all organized to the nth.
It's like the old Dewey Decimal System for libraries. And we got them all. Yeah.
Hey, how
do people get in there? How do we find that? How do we find the eBay site?
They want to be a volunteer.
Hold on, I think John's trying to.
I just wanted to mention. I know Mike's leading into, you know, as far as how do we, you know, get people involved with the First Tee of St. Petersburg. I know I'm looking at the website right now, but how do people find it on eBay? I know you go to eBay, but do you just type in First Tee of St. Petersburg? How do you find the eBay site?
You go to St. Pete Golf Shop, and it'll pop up on eBay. St. Pete Golf Shop. Yeah, and if anybody in the area...
If you got the Dewey Decimal System going down there, when I go down to look, do I have to shush?
No.
I got to get back in grade school?
It's good stuff. You got to be quiet. You got to be in the vault. You got to be quiet. No, but it's a good thing. If you ever get a chance to stop by and see it in action, it's a good thing. You'll see kids gripping, listing clubs, cleaning clubs, and it's a great little business, and it's taken the heat off of me to have to raise money through events, which is stressful. It gives me time to be more with the kids like I am right now on the course.
Well, and on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need you more often on the radio so people are for awareness. I'll reach out to you from time to time. We'll get this program here. But we had a young lady on the show last week, Sadie
Chapowski.
Yeah.
Chapowski. Come on, guys. Yep. Sadie Chapowski. Famous name in this town, St. Petersburg. Yep. Well, family.
Sadie is one of your graduates.
Sadie,
and she actually, as Don Rager was talking about earlier, she was fortunate enough to go play with the Champions Tour. Got to sit and have a little breakfast with Tom Watson and Bernard Langer. She now, Rick's going to become a regular on our show, representing the younger female golfers in the area, and we're very excited. But she was very, very supportive of First Tee and what it had done for her.
And well, she'll be representing the good golfers too.
Exactly.
She will. She got an opportunity to play in college as well. She played 4 years of college golf. And she developed in our middle school program in sixth grade. Sadie was actually, I hope she's not listening, but she was probably one of the worst players on the team. By the time she was in eighth grade, she was the best player in the whole league. That girl worked hard.
I hear about her father. That might have been the motivating factor. Yep. He's a heck of a stick athlete in anything he endeavors in. So he might have got a little oomph from pops.
Yeah, but I tell you, Sadie's number one asset is her attitude. That girl's got the most positive energy of anybody you'll find.
Well, we're going to share it on the airwaves now, and we'll have her out there working with the kids. We'll have her up there in the simulators when we get that done. Well, my friend, I appreciate you taking time
out of your and if anybody out there wants to donate golf clubs to our eBay program, just stop by Twin Brooks and look for me. Look for the old guy in the blue shirt. And if I'm not there, look for Jonathan and donate the clubs, and we'll get them back in action, and it'll help support the program.
I wish I'd have known last week. I threw my 4-iron in the lake.
throw it towards us.
I've thrown entire bags. I wish I could have given to you. I have one up in my office here. I'll probably be donating too, since I'm not using it and I'm worthless.
Yeah,
but we'll be buying all our clubs from you. I know that for a fact.
Good deal.
And now that we have the simulators, I think what we'll do, and we'll talk about when you get here, and Bill will give suggestions. We will. We'll probably set up a little spot where people can donate here at Ferg's, because we have a lot of people coming through here.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We have a big blue barrel at St. Pete Country Club that we take all donations.
That's what I'll bring over there if you got room for one, and it'll have a First Tee sticker on it.
I've definitely got room for it, so let's get that over here as soon as you can. Yep. I'll buy you a bite.
Yep.
It doesn't sound like you take much time off, but I'll buy you a bite to eat, and we'll talk about the simulator with the kids.
I'll bring some of the kids.
Don't bring a dumpster over here, though.
No, you'll be good.
All right. Well, you enjoy those kids, and I look forward to bringing them up down here to the 19th hole at Ferg Sports Bar.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye now.
Now that's a commitment to the youth, and you know all about it. You work
an ongoing commitment too. Very.
Oh
nice.
My gosh! Yes. But
hey, Tom, I just went to their eBay site, the St. Pete Golf Shop.
It looks like it's
got a little bit of rust from being in the water somewhere. So other than that, it looks pretty good. Talk about recycling.
You're listening to On the Tee Florida. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. That was our Body Armor Sea Dogs conversation with Rick Waltman from First Tee of St. Pete, their after-school program, and he just talked about a committed gentleman. He should go into some kind of Hall of Fame in the world of golf in Florida.
He will, don't worry.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. He's that kind of guy. Of course, Ice Pick Vodka is our supporter. We're going to have some Champa Bays for you. I don't know about our new guest. Maybe we'll have a beverage with him as well. Why don't you introduce this gentleman that you brought into our world that we're excited about?
Yeah, we brought in Danny Bevins, Danny the Geek. He's going to be our prognosticator and our
handicapper.
Our handicapper for these golf events. We need a pro to tell us who to bet for, because, you know, as you remember, John, we sit around the table and go, oh, I think this guy's going to win. I think that guy's going to win.
I do my homework before I say that.
Yeah, Mr. Iowa here has done his homework. If he's from Iowa, he picks him.
Yeah, I was going to say, Iowa's going
to Iowa. Oh,
I think I've had plenty of success.
Right. The guy likes corn.
And pick the pro.
Mike picks him for the win. But we're going to have a pro in here now, and I'd like to introduce everybody for the first time, and hopefully he will be regular here to give you your odds. To make your bets with Mike's guy.
I got a guy. Just got a guy.
Hey, and we got. Hey, listen. Get to your guy, because I think Danny's going to be looking at the Ryder Cup this week.
That's true. I'm going to be looking at the Ryder Cup. I've been looking at it. I don't know if you guys have been looking at it. Not much to look at right now.
No, there's not.
No.
Well, we probably should have thrown the Solheim Cup in there just to be gender equity.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of nice though. It was kind of nice to look at it because you know, we are a slight favorite. Before we know even the pairings yet, we're a slight favorite, which I makes me, I'm a little shaky about that. I don't know, you know what I mean? I mean, I guess they're thinking about what we did the last time we were rolling through Rome. You know what I mean? That we were a little aggressive.
Yeah.
So they might be looking at that. But I feel like, you know, home field advantage is a big thing for these Europeans over there because, number one, Rory's going to be a little upset because he didn't get any of that blood money from those, you know, the super PAC of 9/11. So I think that he's going to be a little upset. But we don't know what which guys are bringing their wives and their kids. You know, they're going to be over in Rome with their wives. And you ever brought your wife and a kid on a business trip? I thought you said we were going to the Coliseum, Daddy. Well, I'm kind of in the middle of something, you know, Junior.
Get on the back of the Vespa. We're going to the course.
Exactly. Yeah. You know?
So, we're going to the Coliseum. Yeah. Hey, I'm not gonna keep me out of Friday's pairings. I got to spend some time with the fam. Yeah, I don't think Zach Johnson. I know Zach. He's from Iowa.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah,
I just had to get him prepared that he's going to hear from Iowa often during the Ryder Cup because I love Zachy and he had a challenge this year putting this team together because of the blood money and LIV that you alluded to in the intro. I don't say that on the air. John Rager holds me my feet to the fire on the topic of LIV. Speaking of that, they play this week, but it was kind of a challenge for him making decisions on it. Dustin Johnson, you know, he did go. Brooks. He went with Brooks,
right?
Yeah,
but there's probably an argument for three guys that potentially should be on this team, but the team he put together, I'm pleased with.
Well, I think that's the other side of it too, is pairings, right? I mean, who's going to be coupled up? I mean, you want the right couple. You know what I mean? We don't want a Will and Jada Smith together out there. You know what I mean? Like getting him mad that he's got to go slap somebody because, you know, you want more of a Beyonce Jay-Z situation. That's what we're looking for. Sort of a, you know, like Murdoch and
you don't want Riggs and Murdoch.
Yeah.
How about Ricky and Lucy?
Weapon.
Ricky and Lucy.
That, yeah, that works. I mean, it's nice. It's cute. I don't know if you want that on the course. I was gonna go more of the, I guess, Cates and Hammond. You remember Cates and Hammond? 48 Hours.
Yeah.
That was yeah. Here's one. I want to do this for Griffin, just for Griffin. I got to put on my glasses. Walsh and Mardukas. You remember Walsh and Mardukas?
No, from where?
Walsh and Mardukas. De Niro and Groden, Midnight Run.
Oh, yeah.
That's the most underrated movie of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic movie.
Great movie.
But I think that's what you got to be looking at, is like a Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson situation. You don't want some of these Romeo and Juliets or these Scott and Lacey Petersons. You want the right couple out there, you know, performing for us. That's what we want.
Well, we do know one of the couples, and there's a reason why he's actually playing, I think. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas have been successful.
Absolutely.
So we would say that they probably are a couple that we want to see.
Oh, here we go. Laurel and Hardy out there in the first round.
And Clark and Fowler, because they're OSU. graduates. They are, or they went to OSU together.
Exactly.
Xander and Cantley are going to be together, and Morikawa and Homa will probably be together. So, I mean,
the California kids.
We got some good people, but you just got to keep the right people together. I don't want a Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation out there. You understand? I don't think
they're going to be going to court over LA. They don't need another court.
I'd like to see that on the European side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. A little European vacation situation.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're probably alluding to is going to happen over there in Rome. He's Danny the Geek Bevins, and he's added some more humor, John Rager, to our humor squad. Trey McNally is traveling. He's actually across the pond, and this is going to be a breath of
John,
fresh air.
John, this is a scary thing. Danny's deadly serious.
Exactly. He hasn't even started the humor
portion. He's really serious. He's gambling.
He hasn't even brought up the Bobbitt situation.
Hey, hey, Tom, I don't know where you found this guy. This guy's got so much energy, he makes coffee nervous. I mean, my goodness, he's a mile a minute, baby, and we're loving to have him on the T Florida. You know, Danny had mentioned
he's
a little
perfect
bit
for us.
Well, Danny had mentioned a little bit earlier about the home cooking for the Ryder Cup, you know, and I'm looking at this golf course here, and I just can't, you know, Danny made me think of a nickname for this thing. We're going to call the Marcus Simone Golf and Country Club that's hosting the Ryder Cup. We're going to call it TPC Epcot. And let me tell you why. This is a Tom Fazio designed golf course. So it's a stadium golf course they designed over there. And you actually have a view of the famous internal city. You have a view of St. Peter's Basilica, and the castle of St. Marco Simone is right there on the middle of the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
So this is truly TPC Epcot right there. You get to play golf in Italy, and you get to see the sights as you're going. I wonder if they're going to have food courts set up around the golf course for the spectators.
Is this thing carved in the side of a hill?
It absolutely is.
It's on the side of a hill. That's like Vesuvius.
Well, here's a challenge they have, though, because when they're building the golf course and they're moving the dirt around, there's so many used corks in the ground that they keep coming through the fairway. You know, I mean, just like the other day, they found a hood of a Ferrari coming back up underground from where they buried it when they built the golf course. So they're going to have to probably play lift plane and cork during the Ryder Cup this week.
Oh yeah, found a gladiator helmet in the back seat.
I tell you, that food court though is going to be better over in Europe than it would ever be over here. You know
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah, think.
So there's some of the best pasta I've ever had. I had at a gas station in Italy when one of Tom's friends was driving me from Florence to Rome, which, by the way, that shouldn't take 38 minutes. That guy needed to slow down. I was like, who is chasing us? And, you know, what's the problem? You know?
Oh, gonna stop for pasta.
Exactly. It was great, though.
Thanks for half full. We don't need gas, but we need some pasta.
Well, I tell you what, they've picked two sites. I mean, for the Solheim, they're over in Spain. You right. want to talk about some great cuisine as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely. If you're
ever gonna bucket list it, you would have gone to Spain this week and watch the gals and then just travel out.
Unfortunately, they don't eat till 11 o'clock at night over there.
Yeah. Well, actually,
okay with that.
I could get along with that lifestyle. It's like living in, it's like being in New York, right, Danny? I mean,
yeah.
It's like living in New York.
Yeah, he's young. He can eat at 11 at night.
I identify that.
Man, I tell you, I can imagine you know, Tom and Danny drive around the Italian countryside. It's like Thelma and Louise meet the Space Cowboys or something. That must have been quite a sight.
No, the Saltwater Cowboys.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was like. I'm Thelma.
So let's do a little bio on you, because we've done that with everybody that's part of the show. Where you from? Where'd you grow up? And how'd you meet this
He's
gentleman?
He's never grown up.
Well, I can tell that.
I mean, he knows I was born in Florida. My family's from Kentucky, and I was raised Pentecostal. So that's the trailer trash, you know, triple crown right there. I was born with an ankle bracelet and a suspended license.
Where at in Kentucky?
Jenkins, Kentucky, which is on the right on the eastern.
Oh my God! I went to school in Western Kentucky.
Oh, so yeah.
But I've traveled over to the east, and I got the hell out of there fast.
Yeah.
I grabbed some moonshine and then went back to college.
It's not a nice place.
No, it's not.
It's pretty, but you know, you got to drive
dangerous
quickly.
Too.
Exactly.
Yeah. He's a Florida boy now, though. Yeah.
I am.
His dad was like a Green Beret or something.
That's right. He was a Green Beret.
God bless him.
Now he's 80, 4 years old.
He and, still looks mean.
He does. And he still thinks he's a Green Beret walking around with a butter knife in his teeth. Well, it's not his teeth. But he's 84. He turned 84. For his birthday, I got him a Ouija board so he could talk to his friends. He's mad. He wants me to take it back. Says it just keeps spelling out "see you soon" with a winky emoji. So.
I don't want him to have my name.
What about your golf background, Danny?
Oh, my dad, when he got out of the Army, he was in the mortgage business. And so he had a lot of guys that worked for him that he taught this business to. And one of the guys, I got to ask him the name because I forget. He was an English guy, and he played for Yamaha back in the day. They had Yamaha clubs, you know, and he played for him. And he took me out and taught me how to swing when I was like 9, 10 years old. And I used to play all the time. Like, he would get me jobs on courses. I worked for clubs, and then you go, you know, you play late.
Cart jockey.
Cart jockey.
We have something in common. Yeah. We have something in common.
And cleaning up, you know, they would clean it up, and then.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah, and then my parents lived not on a golf, but near a golf course, and we used to go out there at night. And get the balls and then sell them to the guys in the daytime, you know. And my dad was always like, you know, there's gators in there. Well, I need the money. You know what I mean? So,
you know the daddy in the pool with the baby Ruth? That was Danny.
Yeah.
Caddyshack. We have a lot of Caddyshack humor, but now we have you in our mix. We're blessed and we're going to have a lot of fun. Hey, let's take our first hard break. We'll come back. And he's new to our mix. Of course, he is Danny, the geek. Geeks rule the world, as you and I talked about yesterday.
That's right.
Bevins, and then we got Bill Butner in the house, Tom Gribben, John Rager's live from Seattle. And we'll come back and we'll talk a little Solheim Cup. We'll tease a little bit on who we should put maybe double down on next week. And we'll be back. I'm the T Florida. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Brought to you our great sponsors, Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewery.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
On the Tee Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Kerry McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee Florida and Ice Pick Vodka.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season. The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront. Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, two pros in the hack. Bill Butner, one of the pros, and of course, John Rager. And he's up in the north, Great Northwest right now, right next to Starbucks, where they started this empire. We're fortunate enough to have Tom Gribben in the house, and he, as usual, always out there looking for ideas, talent, and he brought Danny the Geek.
Yes, sir.
Into our mix.
That's
and,
right.
And you and I were kicking it around. Geeks rule the world, man.
They absolutely do. Well, you just said Starbucks. There's a guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I mean, who said, hey, I got an idea. We're going to talk people into $5 coffee. And somebody went, yeah, that'll work.
That'll buy.
Yeah.
$5.
Right.
That's a deal.
That's how I found, you know, that's what I only know it because of my wife. My wife loves it. I don't know. I have you ever been to Starbucks? If yes. You like your coffee burnt and expensive, they're the place for you.
$9 or $10 mocha.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't.
Doubt. No doubt.
That's not my wheelhouse. Definitely, but
obviously. I used to hold the kid, my Jackson. I used to hold him in line when he was younger. He's got great timing. And you know, a woman always turn around. They see a baby, right? They always turn around. Oh, he's so cute. He's so cute. And I taught him, you know, just stare at him till it gets awkward, you know. And then they'll say, "Oh my God, is he shy? Is he shy?" And then he'd wait until it got awkward. And then you look at her and go, "No, he's married." You know what I mean? So, yeah. They usually just leave the line. They don't know what to do.
Mike brings his girls to Starbucks so he can find out their name.
That's a great.
That's a great line. I used to take my grandkids down Sunset Beach, throw them in their in a stroller and walk up and down because it's sympathetic, you know, maybe they feel bad for the old grandpa. Yeah. And they do. They just come up and start talking to you. And my girlfriend saw what I was doing. She said, "We see you working it." I'm walking up in front of caddies down there at Sunset Beach.
Honey, you want to go to Starbucks?
My, I got my Jackson in there, and he's smiling, a cute little kid. Jackson, look at that one. Let's get over here, man. And we pushed over there. And then my mother joined us the next time. She goes, "Everybody knows what you're doing. Bring the grandkids back here."
I've had bad weeks, but I've never stooped to that.
Poor
Jackson. And then Jackson, you know, he's like a ventriloquist. You know, he don't say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Danny's programmed him at home.
Okay, so let's talk a couple topics. We'll bring John Rager into this conversation and talk a little serious golf. Of course, I did watch today the Solheim Cup. They introduced their pairings, and nice event, very interesting. And I guess if you're looking at, you know, from a gambling perspective, that looks to be, you know, very close as far as opportunities to win. And the women from Europe look very strong. They got 5 Swedes on that team. We've got our own Nelly Korda, of course, from Bradenton. Good to see her there. So there's going to be a lot of local interest. There's 2 Floridians actually on the team. There'll be a lot of interest on the Florida side of things as well. Oh, you got nothing?
I was waiting for Sean to come in.
You said 5 Swedes and shut Bill right up.
He's just thinking of the 5 Swedes, you sick old bro.
Oh, he's gone.
Hey, you know, hey, for our listeners out there, let's just give a quick rundown of what the Solheim Cup is. It's the 12 best European players from the Ladies European Tour. They call that the LET. And then the 12 best U.S. players from the LPGA Tour. And they hold it every 2 years. In fact, next year, I think they're going to hold it. And then they're going to only go every other year on even years. Because this year, it butts right up against the Ryder Cup. So it's great. It's great competition. It was founded by Carson Louis Solheim. They founded Carson Manufacturing Corporation, which most people know that it's called Ping Golf Clubs. And so the United States team has an all-time lead of 10-7. They've only been playing this competition for about 20 years. And this year, they're over in Spain, and they're just getting underway. And I know that it's very similar to the Ryder Cup. The teams are made up of 12 players, and They have 3 days of competition, and day one and two, morning foursome matches, afternoon session of four-ball matches, the final day singles, just like the Ryder Cup. So I know with that, the Americans are always favored, but it is 10-7 advantage over the last 20 years, so we're going to see what happens. One of my favorite LPGA players is Lexi Thompson, who was a captain's pick on the team this year, and I'm looking forward to watching her play. And I think that when you look at the Ping, you look at Carsten Solheim and his wife Louise, their commitment to women's golf. A quick story: in the days that we owned and operated the Bloomingdale Golfers Club, we had a tour pro named Colleen Walker, famous FSU golfer, won a ladies' major. She passed away of cancer a couple years ago. And one of the things I learned from her when she won her first LPGA tour event, you know, she played Ping golf clubs. They gave they give every player who wins a tour event that represents Ping using their clubs a gold-plated putter, and then they take another one and they put it right in their headquarters in a vault. So it's pretty classy there that you know, Solheim has done that for these women professional golfers. So let's go USA, and they're over in Spain next year. They'll be over here in Virginia, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course.
I guess I got a question, John. As I'm starting to, you know, pay a little bit more attention to the entire wide world of golf, is it the Solheim Cup always the week before the Ryder Cup? I don't think
so. Well, not necessarily. Not necessarily. They move this thing around on the dates. Typically, it's actually a little. It's usually played later in the fall. For some reason, I guess maybe because the seasonality of golf in Spain, maybe you have to get it in earlier because the weather might be changing a little bit there. And I think that they do move that around. But I think that Stacey Lewis is the captain of the U.S. team, and she was on record in the press talking about would it be great just to combine both events or have them both at the in the same country at the same, you know, just, you know, 1 week back-to-back. But I think that kind of takes it away from either event. You know, the Solheim Cup is supposed to be a big-time deal, and the Ryder Cup will just overshadow that right now. And if they move it where it's opposite of the Ryder Cup, I think that in the odd years when the Ryder Cup's not being played, I think it'll be best for everybody. It'll get the most maximum media attention. You know, in fact, also for the LPGA, you know, the LPGA is truly an international tour, just like the PGA Tour, but it's actually more international than the men's tours out there. They have players from literally all over the world playing, and but they don't have a version of what they call the President's Cup. You know, we have it where, yeah, you know, we play the Europeans in the Ryder Cup, but we also have the President's Cup where we play everybody else, and the LPGA Tour doesn't have this. So this is just strictly European and the American. So there's a lot of great players, especially from Asia. Unless they're playing on the LPGA Tour, they're left out of the mix.
Well, and a lot of them are in the top 10 in the world. In fact, when you look at the Europeans versus in the U.S., a lot of the Asians who have been very dominant of late are not represented. So it's not a true test of the world against the U.S., if you will. But you know, kind of like that's why we have the President's Cup on the men's side, right?
Yeah, you know, and as I was looking at the show notes here, the Robert Trent Jones Golf Course is in Gainesville, Virginia. And it's really amazing how many cities are named Gainesville around the United States. I know one in Florida, I know one in Virginia, Tennessee. They're all over the place. So I'll have to go Google and see if there's any Gainesvilles out here in Washington State.
Got to go find out who that guy Gaines is.
Yeah, he's Colonel Gaines. He made it around, yeah, Colonel Gaines. Well, the good thing is, at least in Gainesville, Florida, before Colonel Gaines came to visit after the Civil War, it was called Hogtown. So, they changed the name from Hogtown to Gainesville. Just imagine you're in Florida playing in Hogtown.
And you can give me a bad time about Iowa?
Are you kidding me? We still call it Hogtown in Tallahassee.
Yeah. Have you seen the women at University of Florida? I can't believe they changed it.
Oh, it was referencing the
female. That's a seminal thing. I shouldn't have gone after the women. That was rough.
But it is.
Welcome to Danny Bevins and goodbye to Danny Bevins in the first show. And
No, you're going to fit right in. Sometimes Tom looks over at me and just shakes his head and starts to leave, actually. But he's got commitments to other people, so he doesn't walk away from me.
We do tie him down. Don't forget, we do tie him down.
Can he tell us what is the captain's job in these situations? I know that you do the pairings, but they don't play. right? They don't play?
No.
Why not?
No, I mean...
No, they don't play. Yeah, they don't. Hey, Bill, tell them about the captain does.
They're usually people that have retired from the company.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, it just seems... I don't know. I mean...
Has there ever been player captains in the Ryder Cup or so on?
That's a John Rieger question, because I don't think there has ever
been. I don't think there has been.
I mean, I think there has been in the days of Arnold Palmer or Ben Hoke, and I think that there's been a playing captain. And we're going to have to, you know, what we'll do when we come back after our break from the top of the hour, we'll go ahead and we'll have that answer for our listeners out there, because we're a full-service radio show on the T Florida Radio. We are on the tee, and we will be on the ball after the top of the hour with that answer for our listeners.
We're on something, that's for sure.
A little ice pick vodka. Hey, by the way, we are brought to you by Michelob Ultra in this Ryder Cup conversation in Solheim in Spain. And, of course, it is the Superior Light beer and proud sponsor of all things golf at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill up here. This is actually our Michelob Ultra sponsor up here. And then down there, we brought
Michelob Ultra course, right?
Yes. And we just brought Yuengling in that, the lower course. So
nice.
So we were represented by Michelob Light, which is a nice, tasty beer, light beer. I don't know if you're a beer guy, but man, I know you love those Champa Bays.
I do love the wine, too. Don't forget that.
Oh, and you like vino?
Vino.
You're from North Carolina. You're supposed to be on the Kentucky side of things. A little moonshine.
No moonshine.
I don't know. I don't know if you've been in North Carolina lately, but it ain't like Kentucky.
No, not anymore.
No. It's upscale, baby. Yeah. Golfers.
My sister lives up on the beach there, and when I show up, it's like Uncle Buck showing up, and everybody closes their doors, and they're not home again.
Exactly. That's North Carolina's turned into that.
North Carolina is North Carolina. California East is what it is now. All those people from California have moved to North Carolina, bought those houses for half of what their houses cost, and you live kind of in the same idea. It's a beautiful place up there. It's
all
nice
cash. Cool.
He's a Tar Heel. He graduated from there. He's from Massachusetts, but he acts like he's from North Carolina originally. But if you think,
what does that mean?
I mean, because that's all you hear. All you hear is North Carolina.
He's from Massachusetts, but he acts like he's from North Carolina.
Yeah.
I know what that. I mean,
I can tell you. The more you get to know him, you'll understand. North Carolina, it is the mecca of the world.
And I will tell you, behind Iowa, right?
That's
where
there's a North Carolina.
We're down to Earth in Iowa.
You sure are all Earth and corn. But I'll tell you, Mike, I was born.
We've been feeding your asses for how many years down here?
Exactly, all the pigs.
Let's just
you got Hogtown. You don't
ship it from Iowa to Hogtown.
How many national titles do you have?
Just enough to kind of say I have some.
Yeah. And
we got a couple national championships.
Yeah, wrestling.
I think we'll
dominate.
Okay.
And that's just the girls.
Hey, you got Hogtown in this state. Don't even go there.
Hey, let me. Here's a newsflash. I was born in North Carolina.
Where are you? Really?
I was born in Cherry Point. It's a Marine Air Base.
That's right.
My dad was in a squadron there, and I was born in North Carolina, so y'all can.
Y'all, did you hear that?
Get in line.
Well, you kind of have turned into a y'all in your delivery these days, which I enjoy versus your Massachusetts
twang.
Yeah, you've got that North Carolina twang. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back to hour number two. Yeah, we have to. They're kicking us off the airways. We'll be back on the T Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Typically, we got a big party up here. It's quiet after the Rays walk off win. We'll be back on the T Florida.
Off.
Hour number two.